This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. European Union foreign ministers are described as ready to consider imposing new sanctions on Belarus after its bloody crackdown on post-election protests. Authorities in the former Soviet Republic have released hundreds of people detained during 5 days of massive street demonstrations. Many say they were beaten and tortured. The releases came after the top law enforcement official in Belarus apologized on state television for the indiscriminate use of force. At the center of it all, growing demands for an end to the 26-year rule of authoritarian President Alexander Lukashenko. He was reelected with exit polls showing him getting 80% of the vote, which his opponents say was the result of fraud. Israel is talking in terms of history, while Palestinians use the word betrayal. At issue, yesterday's surprise announcement of a deal to normalize relations between the Jewish state and the United Arab Emirates. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told a nationwide TV audience the agreement would lead to a full and formal peace with the Gulf Arab state, and voiced hope that other countries in the region would follow the UAE's example. Netanyahu also said he was granting a request from U.S. President Donald Trump to temporarily hold off on implementing Israel's pledge to annex parts of the occupied West Bank. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, meanwhile, issued a strong condemnation of the UAE and says he is recalling his ambassador from the Emirates. Abbas said in part, quote, "The Palestinian leadership rejects and denounces the UAE, Israeli, and U.S. trilateral announcement. He's calling on the Arab League to reject the agreement, adding that neither the UAE nor any other party has the right to speak in the name of the Palestinian people." Iran and Turkey have lashed out as well. Iran's foreign ministry called the deal a dagger in the backs of the Palestinian people and all Muslims. Turkey said the peoples of the region will never forget and will never forgive what it called this hypocritical behavior by the United Arab Emirates. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. This is